Hello there, you're tuned in to Working the Dash with TK. Stay right there, we'll be right back. Hello, beautiful humans. I am so happy to be back with you on another podcast episode, Working the Dash with TK. Well, today we're going to be talking about a recipe for a happy life. And as we know that happiness is so objective and happiness does not come in the same form for everyone. However, happiness does look like something. What does it take to be happy? Well, we all know that wealth and health and not being miserable is what it takes to be happy. But what is the actual secret ingredient? What is the secret sauce to being happy? I know that a lot of us take on the idea that if you are happy, that something has to be happening. I subscribe to that as well, and this is why we want to move from happiness to joy. But wait a minute, what does it take to be happy? Well, again, just like cooking recipes and foods out there, everybody is not going to like the same taste, but there are going to be specific ingredients that you need in order to obtain a happy life. So let's get into it. Adding a few of these elements to your bowl of ingredients will help you mix in the right recipe. It will help you to mix in the right things to be happy. Let's start with a smile. It takes a lot of more muscle to frown than it does to smile. Now, I am not a medical practitioner. However, that is what I read, and that's what the research says. So, hey, I'm going with research. The research says that it takes more to frown than it does to smile. So, let's smile, people. Get the smile on your face, and let's start there. Also, you have to have something to look forward to. It's always wonderful to get up and have something that's going to make you happy because you're looking forward to something, even if it's simply moving forward, just saying, hey, I'm up today. I'm going to do something different in my routine. And just think about how much more you can enjoy your life when you see something on the horizon, something to look forward to. It could be a vacation. It could even be Christmas. And that's in December. But you can create Christmas right now. You have something to look forward to. You can have something coming on the way. You can have something pending, like the release of a new book. Something needs to be on the horizon, and it will actually start to excite you about your future. What's another thing we can do? We can have someone to love. Listen, there are so many people who are in need of love, and they need to know that they are loved, and you need to know that you're loved as well. When you share love, you get love, and you want to know that somebody out there loves you. Love does not necessarily have to be in the bounds of a romantic relationship, but you can share love with a child, a friend, a pet, even. All of that can get your love. And when you have love to share, it makes you got it. You're catching on quick. You're quick studies out there. It makes you happy. Okay, challenge yourself. Here's another thing we can do. We can challenge ourselves and feel the win. Not just the W-I-N, but we can feel the W-I-N-D of the W-I-N. We get wind from wins. Ooh, that was so good and slightly refreshing. We get wind from the winds that we get when we challenge ourselves into something different. And yes, it's going to be a little bit stressful at first, but as you start to maintain those wins and as you start to see yourself overcoming those challenges, it makes you happy. What's another thing? Fun, F-U-N. Fun is in the word functional. We can be functional when we have fun. Yes, my friends, let's have a little fun. It doesn't take much to have fun. A little fun nowadays is critical to your life. So you need to try to create fun wherever you can and stop being so serious all the time. You need to have fun. You need to smile. You need to live a little. You need to have things on the horizon. You need to feel the winds of a win, of challenge, and you can create your own fun. I'm not telling you to get on a roller coaster, ride it 28 times in a day with your hands lifted and all of that to have fun. I'm saying create your own levels of fun. Go outside, find something to laugh at. And guess what? Find something to laugh with. Find someone who can laugh with you. Laugh at yourself. Have fun. Okay? Here's another thing that you can do. Just figure out how to be around other people. Now, this is a hard statement, especially for those of us who are extremely introverted. And I don't care how introverted you are, it's necessary to spend time with other people. Now, this is what it does. It helps to release the anxiety of isolation. Even the most introverted person needs to be around other people, because after a while, the walls close in. You feel as though you're by yourself, because you are by yourself. And I love being by myself. However, there's a part of me that longs to be with and around people. Not for long, not too many, but it does long to be around other people. So once I get around those people, it gives me this euphoria that I don't necessarily get when I'm sitting in isolation. So go find yourself a person, run to the coffee shop. Again, I'm not telling you to go to the mall and be there around everybody. I'm saying run to your local coffee shop, go grab a donut, just get out, go mingle so that you don't have to feel the weight of isolation. One last thing I want to share with you that you can do to create your own level of happiness. You can invest in personal growth. Whatever that looks like, you can invest in it. You can make progress by investing time in personal growth. Now, personal growth investment is not expensive. You know why? Because there are a few universities out here called YouTube University, Google University, Bing University. All of those platforms are what? Free. And guess what? You got me. I'm not going to always be free though. But anyway, I did say that really, really low. But I just want you to know, personal growth investment means that you are taking control of your personal growth, whether there is progress in experiences, whether you're reading a new book, find a free download, find something to read on your Kindle, invest in your personal growth. And guess what? This is going to increase your happiness. It's going to increase your health, knowledge, wisdom. You can even find personal growth in things like golfing. If you want to, my husband, he loves golf. And what he will do is he will sit down and he will watch other people play, whether that's on a network or on YouTube. That's an investment in personal growth. If you're trying to figure out a new exercise routine, you can look again on YouTube. I'm not being paid to say them. I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help you to give you a little hope. So I want to help you, give you some hope, give you some help. You can invest in all of these different things just by going to YouTube. So you can say, hey, I want to know how to increase my workout routine. I want to know how I can lift my mental health. I want to know how I can release myself of this stress and have anxiety management. You can go straight to these platforms on the worldwide internet and you can invest in personal growth. So you can also ask yourself, what makes you happy? If things like, just having things is the only thing that makes you happy, you might want to reevaluate that level of happiness. Guess what? The list that you make for happiness and what makes you happy is going to really help change the trajectory of your happiness. So guess what? Avoid the trap of believing that money, possessions, the amount of friends, the amount of cars and how large your home is by comparison to others. Avoid those traps and understand that those are not specific keys to happiness. Those are not the things that you should measure your happiness meter on. They don't make you any more happy. I have literally I've done a study on that. They do not make you any more happier than what you already are. In fact, the consistency in competition and trying to always raise the bar in possessions creates anxiety. It weighs on you. So let's not use those things to make us happy, but rather take control of your life. Listen to my podcast. Do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Make yourself laugh, have fun, invest in your personal growth, do things that focus on making a difference. Go out in your community, find a nonprofit organization, donate some clothes. When you do things like that, it takes the weight off of you and it makes others happy, which in turn, yes, you already got it. It makes you happy. So you'll feel a level of gratitude that is immeasurable, and you're going to feel a greater fulfillment in your life and realize that you have been built to truly live a life of happiness and enjoyment. Well, my friends, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Working the Dash with TK. I love you all for chiming in on these podcasts. I'm going to keep them coming because, hey, that's something that makes me happy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and everybody have a wonderful rest of your day.